Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're expecting Browns players to step up to the respective microphones in the various places in Berea. And we're thinking Deshaun Watson's going to speak to the media. So we'll hear Deshaun if and when he speaks today. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Jake's taking your phone calls as well as doing the 2020s. 216-474-0092. And our buddy Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. Statement from Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's lawyer, just out during Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And again, he says, Deshaun, quote here from the statement, Deshaun strongly denies the allegations in the Jane Doe lawsuit filed Monday. And we are comfortable he will ultimately be vindicated.
Okay.
That would make you think that you're not going to settle that, right?
No.
We will be ready to defend this case in court at the appropriate time.
Oh, that doesn't mean you're not going to court. I mean, that doesn't mean you're not going to settle.
That's true. But that's what they said.
You got to find a place to negotiate. One side takes one side takes the other.
Who's more tired of dealing with this? Browns players, Browns management, Browns head coach?
Baskin and Phelps.
Baskin and Phelps. Afternoon Drive.
Fans.
Carmen and Lima.
Peterlin.
All of us.
Barbershop.
Fans.
Let's give everybody some love.
Yep, everybody. So there's the statement. And you're right, Andy. That gives Deshaun something to reference when he speaks today.
Yeah, he can just say, lawyer, hey, Rusty, you heard my...
Yeah, my lawyer said something. We're good to go there.
Yeah, so he's prepared then to speak today to the media to talk about the game. I mean, there are plenty of things to talk about with the game with him outside of this other stuff and trying to look forward to another contest after what we saw on Sunday. I mean, things have got to get fixed. Hopefully he's got at least one of his offensive linemen back, one of his tackles.
Well, that would be nice.
I would think that Jack has got to be closer, right?
I would think
so. From everyone that we've talked to, it feels like Jack is right on the edge of coming back. So, and if he comes back, let's make sure he's healthy.
That's the way that seemed. I will tell you, I'm a little surprised the offensive line had the issues it had the other day. And I say that because of this. Joel Bitonio.
Yeah.
Ethan Posick.
Yeah.
Wyatt Teller. DeJuan Jones. Sorry, I don't view DeJuan as a backup.
Well, DeJuan played like one the other day. He didn't have very
good. I don't view him as a backup.
I want you to take your hand.
Do you? Jeff.
I think he still needs to emerge. I still think he's still a young player in the league. So I think he's got things to learn. I mean, basically, when you look at that offensive line, take your thumb and your pinky, eliminate them, and then I'll try to use your hand. Right?
You think?
That would make the same sense, wouldn't it? Get rid of your thumb, get rid of your pinky, and I'll try to use your hand. Might be hard to hold things.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Oh, I don't. Maybe it is. I don't know. You tell me.
The offensive line did not look good. And then the mistakes, the coordination mistakes of lining up wrong are just inexcusable at the NFL level. They just are. And you just can't, especially when you have an offense that's trying to get moving, trying to get in sync, and now all of a sudden you're going backwards. That's not what you need.
Well, one problem.
So they've got to eliminate those mistakes this week. That's discipline. That's all it is.
Here's the other thing, though. If you don't have David Njoku, arguably there goes your number two pass catcher.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, there's no arguing. He is your number two pass.
I would think he is.
Yeah. Stats will tell you that, too.
The only saving grace there, Jordan Akins has history with Deshaun.
Yeah, I don't.
Going back to Houston, so.
It's a step backwards, but yeah.
It's a little more comfort for him.
That's maybe a good word there, comfort, yep.
Thanks. And Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore. Let's see it, fellas. Here we go. Let's see it. Time is here.
I don't expect Amari to not get a catch that is at his fingertips. I know it was not the greatest pass, but I mean, that was the moment of the game where I was like, okay, this just isn't right, because I don't see Amari Cooper ever doing that or missing that kind of pass. That's just that was like the epitome of the game to me. I was like, okay, this is not happening today. It's not working, and things that you pretty much can rely on to work didn't work on Sunday. They better figure it out this week, though. Starting 0-2 is not an option for this team.
Well, it might be.
Well, I'm just saying it's not.
If it is, Andy, I just say this. I want to see a good performance against Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's a good team. I remember last week I mentioned we were talking about teams that you think might jump up and do something, be better than maybe people think. I think Jacksonville could be that team. I think that's real.
Well, we'll find out this week. Again, I'm closer to turning the page on Sunday, so I feel better about not worrying about what happened and hoping that, you know, they take advantage of the next 16 chances. I'm not a huge Trevor Lawrence fan. Sorry if I'm not with the majority of folks out there.
I don't think he has a lot of fans right now. I think he's a guy that you're still waiting to see if he can become something. So, and with that thought in mind, it shouldn't be as big of a challenge for the Browns defense as the Dallas Cowboys were.
No.
And I would take Dak over Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
I would take the Jaguars running backs, Tank Bigsby and Travis Etienne, over what we saw from Dallas, an old Ezekiel Elliott and Rico Dowdle.
Darius Johnson's there, too.
I would take CeeDee Lamb over any receiver on the Jags, but I think I would start taking Jaguar receivers after that. Jags added some guys. Brian Johnson from LSU he caught a touchdown pass the other day. And Christian Kirk, I think, is a good wide receiver. And Gabe Davis was their leading receiver yardage-wise. Mm-hmm. And remember, he was one of Josh Allen's guys in Buffalo.
Right.
He went down there. He was on the field more than any other receiver, and he led them in yardage.
I mean, their offensive line's pretty good, too. I mean, they got some pretty big names on that line, too. So, and give them some time. They need to win this week. They need to go on the road. And by the way, that's another struggle. They need to prove to themselves that they can win on the road, that they can play better on the road, that the defense can play better on the road than they did last year. When you have all these guys returning, and what we're going to be missing one guy from this week, and from the starting defense and Juan Thornhill, they need to play better. I feel like a broken record on this game going into it. It's just what we saw was not professional on Sunday. I'm not going to lie. That's just the way it felt, that they can do better, that they should expect more out of themselves, that the coaching staff should expect more out of themselves, that the quarterback should definitely expect more out of the way he's going to play. I know he's coming back from injury, but if you're still injured, you shouldn't be out there in the first place.
Well, now that's true. One thing I think the team needs to do, what do offensive linemen love to do? Run block. What does Kevin Stefanski love to do? Run the football. What did the Browns do this offseason to make sure they were covered? Brought in another running back. Let's see more than, and I know the game had something to do with it, but Andy, you weren't down by more than 17 until the third quarter. You can still get back into a football game running the football. I mean, that's doable. And the running backs had only 14 carries. I really think you got to get there. Run the football.
I just suddenly they're going to have to fix a lot of things that they had issues with. Now, some of that fix may come from the fact that Jacksonville just isn't as good as Dallas, and let's hope that that's what it is, and let's hope that the Browns underachieve. I can't make this any more simple. They beat this 2 minutes self destruction on Sunday, even to give themselves. Look, I can understand losing, but it's the way they lost. It's the way they lost on Sunday that I think stings even harder. And then just top it off with the fact that you had an amped up house of all of your fans, all in the perfect mood to start that game. All excited, right? You can't ask for a better atmosphere for your own home team. Yes, there were some fans that sold their tickets to Dallas fans. That's going to happen. It happens all across the NFL. I get it.
Always.
And when your team is not playing well, the other team's crowd is there seems to take over your stadium. We have seen that way too many times since 1999. Way too many times. And as loud as those Cowboy fans were, I've seen way worse at that place. Way worse when it comes to other teams. Nothing is worse than when Pittsburgh comes in and takes over your own stadium. That's the worst.
Well, now that's not good, is it?
No.
We'll see. We'll not have to worry about that in Jacksonville. In fact, Jacksonville might get taken over by Browns fans.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
You know, I think that's a real valid possibility. We're standing by to listen to Browns players. So when they step to the podium, we will hear them. Coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps, Deshaun Watson expected to speak today. We'll see if that happens.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.